This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Drive a new Nissan for only $199 a month. NissanofYorktownHeights.com. Often when I do interviews about great books, and especially great diet books and cookbooks, I'll share the book with you. This one, you're not getting. You have to get your own. We are talking with Dr. Neil Barnard about the Power Foods Diet. Finally, someone who is going to tell us exactly what to eat to lose weight and stay healthy. There are so many delicious foods that you could eat every day that help you lose weight. The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss. The foods themselves that trap, tame, and burn calories. You're going to be so excited with this information today. So for the past, several months, I've been doing the Noom app, trying to lose weight, and I love it. It's been a great education. And through it, I learned that there are some nutrient-dense, very filling foods that make the weight fall off. And there are other foods that I thought were very healthy, and I bet you think they're healthy too, but they make the scale stop moving and maybe even go up a little bit. If you're eating salmon every time you go out to dinner or you're making it at home and you're wondering why the weight stopped reducing, Dr. Neil Barnard is going to explain that. And all right, what I'm most excited about today is I finally found someone who cares about my breakfast. For breakfast this morning, I had one enormous baked sweet potato cut open and smothered with crushed walnuts, pumpkin seeds, and chichi beans with a little dash of olive oil. What do you think of that, Dr. Barnard?
Wow, you're a role model.
Well, no one else cares about this but you. Everyone else just thinks I'm weird. But you are here with the book, The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss. Doctor, you've been telling this story for a long time. I'm finally getting it. What is it you want people most to learn today?
For people who have been trying to shed unwanted weight, whether it's a little or a lot, they've really been finding this a punishing experience. You try to count calories or restrict calories, and by Wednesday you're so hungry you're ready to eat the sofa. And you might try to avoid carbohydrate, but then that means you're not going to have any fruit. You won't have an apple or a banana or an orange, and you can't have pasta, and you can't have rice, and you can't have a potato. And that becomes a punishment, too. But what we've discovered is that there are certain foods that actually cause weight loss. And now, by that I mean, there are certain foods that will reduce your appetite naturally. They'll tame your appetite so that you tend not to overeat. And there are other foods that increase your metabolism, meaning you start burning calories faster when you eat these foods. And some of them are very simple foods like cinnamon or ginger or blueberries or a number of other foods. And our job is just to recognize which are the calorie-burning foods, bring them into our routine, have a delicious breakfast, lunch, and dinner, including these power foods, and then the weight loss takes care of itself.
What are the foods that we should have in our kitchen all the time?
Well, let me maybe thank my friends at Harvard, who did some really great research on this exact question. 2015, they published a study in which they looked at more than 100,000 people, and they found that if they ate certain foods, they tended to lose more weight as time went on. And let me mention the top six. Number six is the bean group, and that's where your chichi beans come in, chickpeas, garbanzos, but also black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, soybeans, and soybean products like tofu. for whatever reason, when people ate more of them, they were losing weight. And we know why, but I'll come back to that. Number five, after the bean group, number five is the melon group. That's cantaloupes, watermelon, regular melon. Number four is the citrus group, so oranges or grapefruit or even orange juice. Number three is green vegetables, so spinach, romaine salad vegetables, salad greens. Number two is the cruciferous vegetables, and these are specific vegetables like broccoli or Brussels sprouts or cauliflower. But the number one weight loss food of all was one that was not expected. It is the humble blueberry. Blueberries and also its cousins like raspberries or strawberries. So those are some of them, but researchers have gone further and nailed this down. Researchers took blueberries, teased them apart, and they found that their blue color comes from what are called anthocyanins. And researchers in the UK brought in twins, almost 3,000, and they did a DEXA scan to measure their body fat and found that the twin who ate the most anthocyanins had 9% less abdominal fat compared to her genetically identical sister. So that confirms the Harvard study. So my job with the Power Foods diet, the reason I wrote it, is for everyone who has said no to this and no to that and you can't eat again, I'm going to tell you to eat and eat my French toast because it's made with cinnamon, which is a calorie burner. You're going to top it with blueberry syrup, which has the anthocyanins in it. The foods cause you to lose weight, and that's why I called it the Power Foods diet.
Anthocyanins, like blueberries, cause us to lose weight. How do they do it?
Well, there's a couple of different things. Well, there are actually three ways that foods can cause weight loss. One is that they can tame your appetite so that you eat until you're full. But when I measure it, you're actually not eating so many calories. So high fiber foods do that. Surprisingly enough, high complex carbohydrate foods will do that too, like a sweet potato you have for breakfast. You can eat a big sweet potato. You could even eat more than one. If I measure how many calories you're eating, it's surprisingly low. The second thing is calorie trapping, and the third thing is a metabolism boost. And that's where I think the anthocyanins come in, is the evidence suggests that they facilitate you to burn calories a little bit faster than you were doing before.
All right, terrific. So anthocyanins help us burn calories a little more. What is this trapping of the calories?
Oh, this is the wildest thing. At Tufts University in Boston, researchers brought in a group of research participants, and they asked them to consume white bread, which has had all the fiber removed, or white rice, which has had the fiber removed. And then they asked other research subjects to eat whole grain bread and brown rice, which have the fiber intact. And then they did something that I don't think my research team here is ever going to do. They collected stool samples from everybody, and they sorted through their stool samples. Wow. Yes, they did. And what they discovered is that the fiber in the whole grain bread and the fiber in the brown rice, as it's going down your digestive tract, it's like a sponge, and it soaks up calories you haven't absorbed yet. And it carries those calories out with the waste so that you are literally flushing away unabsorbed calories. You can't store them because they go out with the waste and you flush them away. And that's good for about 100 calories a day to lose. And then the appetite taming effect is good for about maybe 200 calories or maybe a little bit more than that. And so you start adding it up, and you can see why these are power foods, because you're not trying to restrict calories. You're not even aware of it. But what's happening is the weight just starts to go down and down and down and down.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. I love fiber. I love fiber. Okay. The Power Foods Diet and the Power Foods Diet book that you have out now is absolutely so beautiful. And you say, eat the French toast that's in here so we can have bread. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not only can you have bread, you can have all kinds of bread, and I'm going to show you how to do it. And the thing about the French toast, I work with two terrific recipe developers, Dustin and Lindsay, Dustin Harder and Lindsay S. Nixon. And Dustin came up with the blueberry syrup, and which has the anthocyanins in it, and it tastes delicious. It's out of this world. And then Lindsay came up with French toast, and she put cinnamon on it. And the reason we do that, cinnamon, delicious, nice spice, but it has an aldehyde compound in it, naturally, that triggers a slight release of adrenaline in your blood so that you burn calories faster. Now, we're not going to butter the French toast up. We're not going to ruin it. We're going to keep it nice and light. But you have Lindsay's French toast. You put Dustin's blueberry syrup on it. It's a delicious breakfast. Nobody thinks of it as a diet. It's a little indulgent, but it's a power food. And so over time, people lose weight with this kind of approach. And it's not just cinnamon. Cinnamon's great. Researchers put this to the test, bringing in volunteers, more than 100 of them. And over about 16 weeks, they found that they could, just by having cinnamon, they could lose about 7 or 8 pounds just from that alone. And they used about a teaspoon a day, but you don't have to use that much. And you can, because you can use other power foods too at the same time.
Wow. Tell me more about beans.
Well, beans need a good lobby group, I have to say, because they have protein, they've got calcium, they've got a healthy form of iron. They have soluble and insoluble fiber, which is good for lowering cholesterol and reducing cancer risk. But beans don't have a good lobby group singing their praises, so I'm going to have to cheerlead for them. When you open up the Power Foods diet, you'll see beans and all their cousins. Like, don't forget, a lentil is a cousin of a bean. And so you can have my wonderful veggie lentil soup. Or for people who like Indian food, dal is a lentil dish. And I have a mango dal that is fabulous. And there's a Southwest chili. So if you want to, you can make chili the old-fashioned way. Lots of meat, lots of grease, and you're going to gain weight. Fair enough. Switch it to my Southwest chili. Just as delicious, a little bit lighter flavor, and it is a power food, and you lose weight. And you serve it to your family, they're going to think this is wonderful, indulgent, delicious foods. And that's true for all of these foods. You can serve them to your kids, you can serve them to friends, and everybody gets healthy together.
We're talking to Dr. Neil Barnard. The book is The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss. I haven't had a glass of orange juice in probably 15 years because I was told it wasn't good for me, but you say citrus and even orange juice is good?
It seems to be perfectly fine. Now, I'm with you. People would say, don't have the juice, have the whole fruit, because the whole fruit has the fiber in it and so forth. But the Harvard researchers teased this apart, and people who increased their orange juice consumption started losing weight. So have the whole orange, have the juice, have grapefruit. That's food group number 4 for weight loss.
Amazing, amazing. Do you ever add meat or only fish?
I'm going to break your heart here. I suggest avoiding them both. Yeah. And here's why. You go to the store, and you get some wild-caught Atlantic salmon. And you get a bunch of it, you bring it home, and you eat it a couple of days. And what you discover is you look at the number on the scale, and it's not budging anymore. In fact, you're gaining a little bit of weight. And you think, wait a minute, I thought this was the healthiest meat. Why am I not losing weight anymore? What's this about? And here's the heartbreaking part of it, is you go online, and you see how much of this salmon is fat. And the answer is 40% of its calories are nothing but fat. And if it's Chinook salmon, it's over 50%. And every fat gram has 9 calories in it. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, when people try to do it with fish, or frankly, any other meat, they tend to lose ground. There's no fiber in these foods. So that's why, even though I grew up as a meat eater in North Dakota, what we've learned is that we're better off choosing the other healthy foods.
Go ahead, break my heart about goat cheese.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Cheese is 70% fat. If it were any worse, it would be Vaseline. But it's a little addicting. It's a little addicting. Well, it's a lot addicting. There are compounds in cheese called casomorphins. Casein is the dairy protein. When you digest casein, it breaks apart and releases morphine-like compounds that they call casomorphins. They go to your brain. And they attach to the very same receptor that an opiate would attach to, like heroin or something like that. And it's not as strong as heroin, but the strongest of these casomorphins has about 1/10 the brain binding power compared with pure morphine. So you won't get arrested. But on the other hand, what you'll discover is that cheese gets to be addicting. And as a result, the average American consumes, I hope you're sitting down, the average American consumes 70,000 calories of cheese every year. That you don't need any other explanation for the weight gain that Americans are experiencing.
Oh, 70,000 calories of cheese. Okay.
And not only that, you're going to get water weight as well, because cheese is higher in salt than potato chips.
Really?
For all the people who are saying, I'm not going to have those potato chips because I'm trying to cut down my sodium, cheese has brie, cheddar, Velveeta. They've all got way more sodium compared to potato chips. I'm not suggesting potato chips are health food. They're not. But the salt adds to the cholesterol. And there's one last thing that we've been studying. There are estrogens in dairy products. They come from the cow. Dairy cows are impregnated every year, and they're milked into during the pregnancy for a substantial period of time, and they're creating estrogens which get into milk, ice cream, cheese. So you're feeding your 7-year-old daughter a glass of milk thinking, well, this has got to be good for her. You're giving her female sex hormones. You give it to your 5-year-old son, you're giving him female sex hormones. It's only traces. It's not huge, but he shouldn't be getting any. Neither one of them should be getting these at all, because we're concerned about, frankly, cancer risk later. But that's the bad news. The good news is there are plenty of delicious foods out there. And if you want my pasta, let's say you love pasta, but somebody said, oh, it's carbs. Try my pasta arrabbiata. You know that word. That means angry. Chefs use arrabbiata to mean piquant, to spicy. So I've got a pasta arrabbiata that will knock your socks off. Totally power food. For dessert, try a triple berry sorbet, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, as a sorbet, the bright purple, absolutely delicious. Or kids are coming over. Take a pear, a banana, some blueberries, and we're going to mix them together with a few other things, a little cranberry juice. Freeze them with a little popsicle stick, and you've got blueberry pops that'll make their eyes pop too.
This is also great. The Power Foods Diet, Dr. Neil Barnard, thank you so much for this and for the great education. Where can we go for more information?
Well, I hope people will run over to Amazon. The book is not yet out. It's coming out March 26th, but Amazon has it now for pre-order, and all the sites do. It can be Target or Barnes & Noble. Pre-order it, and that way, the very same day that the bookstores get it, you get it. And the Power Foods Diet, I hope that people will not only pick it up, but share it. So if you're making my brownies, make extra. Share them with your friends. They need to get healthy, too.
Dr. Neil Barnard, The Power Foods Diet, the breakthrough plan that traps, tames, and burns calories for easy and permanent weight loss. Eat your beans and your melons and your citrus, your green veggies, your broccolis, and your blueberries. You're going to feel fabulous and probably lose weight, too. Let me know. And you heard that part about the cinnamon, right? In 2017, a study, 116 overweight volunteers, they were given capsules containing raw powdered cinnamon. They either got that or some got placebo. At the end of 16 weeks, the cinnamon people lost almost 8 pounds. The research team used 3 grams. That's about a teaspoon per day. But Dr. Barnard says you can use much less. And while you could take cinnamon capsules, he says, just sprinkle it on your rice pudding or oatmeal or waffles or apple dumplings or his French toast. Cinnamon. Hello, cinnamon. Give it a try. The Power Foods Diet. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, and it's brought to you by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Drive a new Nissan for only $199 a month. Nissan of YorktownHeights.com. We'll be right back.
Attention! Nissan of Yorktown Heights has new Nissan Rogues for as low as $199 a month with $3,995 down. Choose from a huge selection of over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles that all include 1 year or 15,000 miles of scheduled maintenance at no charge. Plus, act now and don't miss out on financing as low as 0% APR for up to 36 months. VIN BW356039. Restrictions apply. Not all will qualify. See dealer for details. Offer expires 3/31/24. Nissan of Yorktown Heights. You'll love this place.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Dan Harris, newsman turned meditation expert, is here to invite us to New York City to meet two of the greatest meditation masters in the world. He's also very generously sharing his personal story. Dan, what are you up to now?
What I just launched is my first website. Like, everybody else launched their own websites back in like the 1990s. Mm-hmm. I'm late to the game. But if you go to danharris.com, there's a little quiz you can take to figure out what's the right kind of meditation for you. And then once you finish the quiz, which takes 30 seconds, I will send you free guided meditations by me to help you get your habits started. Also on that website, you can get tickets to a show that I'm doing in New York City on March 28th, where I'm going to interview live on stage two of the greatest meditation teachers alive in the West right now, Joseph Goldstein and Mark Epstein. That's happening at Symphony Space on March 28th. So I would send people to the website.
Dan Harris, you're amazing. But most people are saying, Dan Harris, isn't that like the news reporter that I've seen reporting from all over the world? How did you find meditation?
Through suffering, honestly, through my job, which was incredibly stressful and sent me to war zones and all sorts of difficult, you know, mass shootings and all sorts of difficult datelines. And I ended up, after spending a lot of time in war zones after 9/11, I ended up getting depressed. And I did a phenomenally stupid thing, which was I started to self-medicate with recreational drugs, including cocaine. And that produced a panic attack live on the air on Good Morning America in 2004, which you, if you Google panic attack on TV, I believe it's the number one result. And that panic attack sent me to therapy, and that led me to meditation. And so, yeah, the stress and chaos of my work is exactly why I am in this position now as a like a happiness evangelical.
You took your worst moment and eventually used it to heal yourself and other people. That's really outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. And doing that has given my life a lot of meaning, actually.
Wonderful. What else is it you want our listeners to know this morning? And thank you so much for your generosity.
If you're suffering right now, you are not alone. You are not dysfunctional. It is a very rational response to the chaos of this world, and there are things you can do about it. Happiness is not a factory setting. It is a skill that you can develop, and there are many ways to work on it, so don't lose hope.
That's Dan Harris. He really has an incredible story, and he's found a way to be 10% happier. His website is 10%.com. 10%.com. Just Google Dan Harris and you'll find he's all over social media. Dan Harris Mindfulness will get you there even quicker. But 10%.com, you can get a meditation app and help tame your anxiety. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. I had to use every trick in the book to tame my anxiety this past week. Did you ever? I mean, I'm sure you have. It was truly an endeavor to keep finding ways to get back to peace. But that's why we do things like make a care plan. That's why I have my little acronym of my MEVPEVs. So when things are out of balance, I know what I need to do. Meditate, exercise, visualize, pray, pamper, eat vegetables, sleep. This week, I tried all of those things and eventually found my way back. On Monday, I'd like to find you on my Zoom screen. Monday at 6 o'clock, we Zoom for free. That's March 18th. We're actually going to be talking about the magic of sleep and sleep hygiene, as well as talking about all the things we talk about in our little group therapy sessions. We do it once a month on a Monday. June 29th, spending a day at Graymore to talk about being the light. And August 23rd, 24th, 25th, we're back for the weekend at Merriandale Retreat Center in Ossining. You are welcome to all of these things, as well as joining the Facebook group, A Circle of Women, which I haven't been on very much this week because I was too busy tending to my peace of mind. But I'll hop on soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, brought to you today by Nissan of Yorktown Heights. Drive a new Nissan for only $199 a month. NissanofYorktownHeights.com. Our thought for the day is from Dan Harris himself, who said, "Happiness, it turns out, is a skill, one that you can train, just like you train your body in the gym. This is the next big public health revolution. Get on board." Shine On. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week. It's your time to shine on.